And what county is
that? Pattondale, Georgia.
What county is that in?
Bullock County.
Scriven County.
Huh?
That's Scriven County.
Yeah.
That's in Scriven. Bullock County this side.
Okay. And is she a Methodist too?
Yes, ma'am.
All of my same shit.
And what kind of work do you do?
I don't do nothing now, but I have housework since I've been here.
Okay.
And before I come here, I've been working in the field.
Okay.
Field work.
See, up in country.
Raised up in the field.
You see, up in country, number of farming I'm dealing up there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And all kind of work on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Up in country. Not like down there. You see, I down there, a farm and done all kind of public work and all, see. That's all around this section.
Uh-huh.
But them public, up country up there, ain't done a whole lot of same but farming.
Mm-hmm.
See? Yeah, and that, okay. And that's his learn on the farm.
And how old are you, Miss Jane?
67.
Okay. And where did you go to school? What county?
The same county.
Clinton County, same county.
Okay.
I didn't hardly go to school much.
And how many years did you have? How much school did you have?
I didn't. Sometimes I got a week out of school. Sometimes I didn't get about 3 or 4 days out of school.
Uh-huh. I guess you had to work, too.
Had to work.
See, my mother died in August.
Uh-huh.
I don't know nothing about my mother. And my aunt raised me, and I had to work.
So you just got to go to school when you had the chance.
Yes,
huh?
Ma'am.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I didn't get no education.
Well, were most of your people from Scriven County?
Yeah.
Were your mother and father from Scriven County?
Yes, ma'am. Father named Lee Sprawling and mother named Phyllis Sprawling.
Okay. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.?
You say before supper time?
Yeah. You might say, like, I expect to see him later this.
Well, that's before supper time. Okay. You can come out hours, isn't she?
No, I'm talking about you wouldn't call it morning.
No, you call it evening.
Yeah, fine. That's what I was
saying. That called evening.
Okay.
That's what you call that.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
You know, that's call, let me see, from 8 o'clock.
No, like before 8 o'clock now.
At 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
I'm about 7:30.
Yeah. But if it's earlier than that,
it's
the time of day when the sun's just first beginning.
I'm about 6:30, something like that.
Yeah, and what do you call that time of day? You don't call that afternoon, but you call
it's quiet morning.
Yeah. And in the early, early morning, when you're just beginning to see the sun, you call that?
At 4 day.
Yeah, but now there's another word I'm after that's got the word, it's got the word sun in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You might say, I got up before.
Where?
Before sun, what?
Before sunrise.
Okay, fine.
At full sunrise, you see?
Okay. Now in the morning it's sunrise, and in the evening it's.
What
do you call it when the sun's going down? You call
at evening.
Yeah.
And then after the sun go down, at night.
Yeah. And when the sun's just going down, it's not sunrise,
that is light good.
Yeah.
See,
and what's the word? Like in the morning, you say it's sunrise, and in the evening, you say it's sundown. Okay, fine.
That's sundown.
If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun's coming out, we say that the weather is?
Well, we have to say cloudy.
Yeah. But now, if it's been raining, and then the clouds begin to go away.
Well, the clouds go away, that's what I like.
Okay. Now, would you say, when the weather starts getting better, after there's been a storm, a hard rain, and then
in fair.
Okay.
In fair.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Well, about